right through me. Don't you understand? Oh, my little girl. Welcome to Stop the Presses with Ron Avery, filling in for Mark Anderson today. He'll probably be calling into the show a little later on. And let's see, it is July the 5th, 2023, one day after July the 4th, when we celebrate the birthday of the United States of America, when they declared its independence. To stand independently from other nations, actually independent from all other nations. What an amazing concept, huh? Not very well liked these days. And actually, I'm not so sure that we shouldn't be celebrating or at least memorializing, kind of having a wake or having a funeral. Funeral for the United States of America, for the dissolution of its Constitution, and by those who sat in the seats that it created, that these people, by their miscarriages, have dissolved their own authority and dissolved the Constitution, where we have no obligations to it, and they have no authority over us. That's apparently what it's looking like. And, of course, a lot of people are fighting that. They hate that when I say that, but I will be vindicated, ultimately, that this is the condition, and everybody will eventually have to say, well, Ron, you're right. Well, let's talk about another reason why I'm right. It's the border situation here in Texas. Unbelievable. I thought I'd never see the day for this. It's federal border agents are down on the Texas border, cutting holes in barbed wire fence so illegal aliens can come in the border of Texas. And they are cutting razor wire and pulling it apart and boating illegal immigrants from one side of the Rio Grande over to the Texas side. They are literally bringing them in across the Rio Grande, cutting the razor wire, and admitting illegal aliens, not in places of entry, not in ports of entry, but any place along the Texas border. Well, this can't be, folks. I mean, this should not be happening. Somebody needs to figure out a consistent who has authority here. Well, I tell you, I've talked about this before, and I know who has the authority to regulate the border of Texas with Mexico. It is Governor Abbott. He be the man. Now, Biden, President Biden of the federal government, can make any rule they want to up there in Washington, D.C. regarding their 10 square miles. Now, if they want to go down there and bring in illegal aliens and fly them directly to Washington, D.C., okay. But they can't be letting them into the state of Texas. Guess who gets to determine how many people come into the state of Texas? The state of Texas. How about that? The state legislature can determine how many people, aliens from Mexico can enter the state of Texas every year. And once that number is reached, they can turn away every Mexican that ever comes to the border of Texas. Every one of them. Yes, sir. Just turn them away. You can't come in. Now, and now, if there's not enough resources in Texas to do that, if Governor Abbott cannot raise enough of the Texas militia to actually create a impenetrable barrier with Mexico, he at that time can call upon the United States. He can call upon the chief executive officer, or not, actually only when the session of Congress is not in place. Now, if Congress in the United States is meeting, he can go directly to the Congress, and they must raise a multi-state militia and send them to Texas to close the border. That's the Constitution of the United States. And I've written a letter to Governor Abbott outlining that very procedure. That they here in Texas, we have the authority that our legislature can meet and determine the number of people, the number of Mexicans and foreign aliens, the number that can be admitted into the state of Texas. And once that number is reached, you can close the border tight as a drumhead. That's just how it is. Or we wouldn't be a republic, you see. And that's what the federal government is guaranteeing to the states of the Union in Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution. It guarantees a republican form of government, meaning that each state gets to make its own laws as to what it does, how it functions, and even how it regulates its border with all other states and with the borders of foreign nations. Yeah, because where are these people coming in? They're not coming in to Washington, D.C. They're coming into the state of Texas. And if we don't bus them around, they're not going anywhere. They're just coming into the state of Texas. And we have no obligation to bus these or fly these people around anywhere. This is not the obligations of the citizens of the state of Texas to admit every foreigner that swims or boats or comes into the borders of Texas, that we have to provide them transportation somewhere else. This is something, and you can't have a situation where the federal government is doing something different from the state government, which is exactly what is happening. I mean, I'm looking at YouTube right now, and I'm just looking at various videos, and I'm going to read you the title of them. One of them says, "Viral video from Texas shows Border Patrol, Federal Border Patrol cutting through razor wire to let illegal migrants inside." Well, it does show that. And not only does it show them cutting razor wire, it shows them cutting fences. The fences have barbed wire on top, but they've cut through the middle of fences and are holding the fence open for illegal immigrants to come in, illegal aliens to come into the state of Texas. Now, here it says Texas Department of Public Safety blocks migrants with razor wire. Okay, so what do we have here? We've got the state of Texas doing one thing and the federal government doing the opposite thing. Well, you don't have a border that way, do you? Now, what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to sit here like a bunch of numbskull idiots and think that this is the solution? The federal government on the Texas border destroying what the Texas legislature and the Texas governor wants to do on the border? No, you can't have that. And no people should sit still for that, because that's not government, is it? That's anarchy. That's tyranny and anarchy. So are we just supposed to sit still for these overlapping governments to screw up and mess up each other? Well, really what it is the federal government messing up the state government. And they don't have authority to do that. And you can see that in my letter. I'll put a link. I think I've already done that. I think in my last show of my own show, I put a link to the letter. And it shows that the state has a right to limit the number of people that come into the state. And the federal government also has an authority to limit the number of illegal aliens that come into any state of the union. But what the federal government does not have authority to do is to keep the borders open to any state. You see, it's different. The federal government can limit the numbers of illegal aliens, but they cannot prevent any state from limiting the number that they want in their state. So the federal government has no authority to keep borders open. They only have authority to close borders. That's it. Well, so when you see the federal government opening borders, they don't have authority for that. Period. Okay. I think that's Article 1, Section 9, where that is stated in there in the U.S. Constitution. So anyway, let's look at this, and we'll even hear this video. I've got to come over here and share my screen so we can also hear it, share the sound. Okay, we're going to start sharing here now. And we're going to open it. Here we go. Here it goes.
You want to know why buying guns is such a bad idea?
Here
we go. A lot of people don't know this, but the best way to get your gun.
Sorry about that. Got to get this ad off of here. Thank you. Okay. Here we are. Now I'm just going to describe this to you. You may have seen this already, but there's some border patrol, and he's cut through all this razor wire, and he's lit. And this is just alongside the river. And then he's pointing to where these illegal aliens should go. Come on in. Come on in, boys. Let's cut through this razor wire. These stupid Texans don't know how to do. They put this razor wire here, these stupid idiots. Now, I'm commenting as we go, so this is not a video. I'm adding. But this is what it tells me. I'm a Texas citizen. This is a slap in my face. This says Ron Avery and his fellow citizens don't know anything about what should be done. Now, here they go. Here goes the boat that they've just brought them in on. And I'm sure it is operated by a federal border agent. And so they just got through boating these people over here.
Get them going up the hill.
Can you believe that? It's boating. They're picking them up on the Mexican side and boating them over to the Texas side. Now, here the next little part of this same video, this shows where they've cut a big square opening in chain link fence that's got barbed wire on the top. So they've just cut through the middle of that, and the Border Patrol has got three agents there helping these people through there. Now, I'm just telling you, folks, that is not right. It's unlawful. It's illegal. It just shows you, again, the federal government is a dissolved, non-functioning entity. It is not doing its Constitution. It is not upholding the Constitution. It is not adhering to the Constitution. It is altering it by law without amendment. They've just crapped all over it. So for the 4th of July, you see, If they popped one firework in there, it should have been shoved up their backside because they don't give a damn about it.
Wow, you cannot make this up.
Here we go.
Let me know what you think about this in the comment section. So the border is secure, right? Mayorkas, Kamala Harris, a bunch of liars. Shout out to the Daily Wire for this article explaining what you just watched in the video. According to this article, the Biden administration is trying to give a response to the video of feds cutting through razor wire to let illegal into Texas. And according to this article, you probably already guessed it, the Border Patrol agent in the video is just doing what he's being told. That's all that's happening. He's doing what he's being told. And here's the situation in Texas. The federal government's position is that once migrants are on U.S. soil, under U.S. law, they need to be processed. What does that mean? Well, people can just show up and they'll let them in. Crazy, right? But Texas has a different approach and has been physically blocking migrants on the orders from Governor Abbott. So the Biden administration is basically giving the middle finger to the state of Texas. We don't care what you're doing. We don't care what your law are. We want people in. Joe Biden needs new voters. That's my opinion, of course. That's crazy. Let me know what you think about it in the comment section. And God bless you. Catch you on the next one.
Okay. I just want to make a few comments there. First of all, it's Biden. This is not Biden's program. This is really his handler's program. This is the New World Order saying that all nations should be borderless. That's what this is really all about. It's not about voters. And the next thing is, that's the main thing. It's not about voters. It's about the New World Order. And but they are giving the finger to Abbott. And they certainly are being told what to do. This is not agents just acting up, obviously. So this is we just can't have this. I mean, you can't have the state. Somehow you have to figure out who has the authority. The U.S. Constitution is absolutely clear. The only federal authority having to do with immigrants at all is in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 3, which says Congress shall have authority to create uniform rules of naturalization, meaning that once you've been admitted into one of the states of the union and you apply for citizenship in any of those states, you will go through the same process as you would in any other state of the union. Now, see, that's what the federal government can do. It can make uniform rules of naturalization, period. They can't control how many people come in unless there's too many coming in. Well, anyway, stay with us. We'll be right back after this.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Welcome back to Stop the Presses with Ron Avery, filling in for Mark Anderson today. And I just got a message that he is with us, and we even have another caller. So that's kind of good. And, well, Mark, how you doing?
Okay, Ron. I hope I'm coming through clearly. I thought I'd treat you to the irony of calling my own show. Yeah. Head north soon for my annual sojourn to Michigan. And so next week, I hope to go live and actually host the show. But have you been talking about the border as you had discussed?
Yes, I have. And I've been showing this. I showed this video, or I didn't show it, but I played the soundtrack to it. And I kind of described it for the listener about what was happening. And I wanted to, I'm looking at YouTube right now and just a list of some of these videos. And I'm showing the contrast. The actual opposing border programs going on, the federal program, is to allow all illegal aliens in, no matter what, and even boating them across the river. So they'll come get you and bring you across. It's not like one of the commentators on that video I just played said, that one, the federal program is once they get on U.S. soil, they have to be admitted and processed. Well, they're not only See, that's where that's wrong, and they're lying to you when they say that, because what they're doing is they're going into Mexico and all these foreign countries, and they're actually bringing them and providing them safe journey to the United States. And I want to read one of the captions of one of the news articles here. This is by ABC. And it says there's a 70% drop in migrants arriving at U.S.-Mexican border. And the border officials anticipated a spike of migrants arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border after the Trump-era policy ended. Well, here's where they're conning you with this. This is, doesn't mean there's a 70% drop of illegal aliens. It means there's a 70% drop of migrants arriving at the U.S.-Mexican border. They're skipping the border. They're going over the border. They're going down into South America and all these countries, and they're literally flying them into states of the Union well beyond the border. So this, what they're doing is just simply hiding the hordes that are backed up at a border. They're hiding that, and they're bringing them in on this safe thing. And that whole thing was actually described by Biden anyway, and or his Mayorka, whatever that guy's name is. And so that's the way they described it, and that's the way it's functioning. It's a con job. It is still hordes of humanity that are changing the demographics of the United States, and it's all done as a con job of the American people. These people need to be removed from office and probably be put in the penitentiary.
Yeah, I know we don't have much time before the bottom of the hour, and I'll hang on a little bit longer. This goes hand in hand with what we've heard about Biden being associated with building, constructing, or organizing processing facilities well away from the United States, where they're processed and they're they're probably their eligibility for asylum is looked at, and all of that is done. And then, as you say, they're brought in not necessarily on the ground, but probably by water and or by air once they're processed at these more distant facilities. And that might sound like, oh, remain in Mexico, remain in Guatemala. That's a good idea. Don't process them on our side of the border. Well, yeah, that might have been a good idea at one time, but if they're flying and boating them in via water and air, and they don't ever come across the ground border or never come to it, then all they've done is shift the inflow of people from the ground to other means.
Yes, that's right. And I've also learned that the once they've been admitted and they get what they do is they get a court date. So no matter what they're applying for, they're given a court date that's later on. And did you know it's as much as 7 years later? So what it means is they're in the United States for 7 years before they ever even determine whether they can stay here or not. Well, anyway, that's about the time. Everybody hang on. We'll be right back after this.
Smile, such platonic eye, how they drown in incomplete capacity. Strangers thought them all when the fear it calls, how we drown in stylistic audacity. Charge the common ground.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, the Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more. There's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBN Readers 2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Yeah, from a little big horn to the Rio Grande, it seems we've seen the last lemonade stand. Well, all the flea markets and the paper routes, if you can't trade in bulk, you get muscled out. Can we just hold down to the break of day?
All right. Welcome back to Stop the Presses with Ron Avery filling in for Mark Anderson today. And he's still on the line with us, and we still have another caller. I hope they'll hang on. And, go ahead, Mark, and let's. As soon as you finish saying something, we'll take our caller.
Yeah, I'll be respectful of that. Briefly, Joe Arpaio gave me a call the other day as a follow-up to when I met him June 10th and June 11th in Arizona to go to his birthday party and interview him for a few hours on that Sunday. And I asked him about the people cutting through the border fence who are federal agents and letting these illegal aliens in, those that are still coming across via ground anyway, and in contravention of state efforts, what we hope are sincere state efforts to control the border and secure the border. So the feds seem to be overturning and cutting through the fences that the state puts up. And I asked Joe what he would do if he was sheriff. He said he'd immediately have that Border Patrol agent arrested. At a minimum, you'd get him on tampering with government property. You wouldn't need much of a charge. Sometimes the lesser charge is more likely to stick. And then I asked Joe, if he were sheriff, what he'd do about the people that have been spotted on hidden cameras coming across the border in deep South Arizona and more remote parts of Texas, carrying AK-47s and all dressed alike in dark black or camo. He said he'd get the posse out and go arrest them immediately at gunpoint.
Yeah, I like that. I like this Joe guy. And not only that, see, he's actually exercising his authority. This is the importance of officials knowing what their authority is. because when they come in contact with other officials, they have to know what authority that official has and what authority they have. Well, in the case of this border with Mexico and Texas, it is the governor of the state of Texas that has the authority. It is the state of Texas that has authority to regulate its border. Now, again, as I've said, in the U.S. Constitution, the federal government has retained the authority to prevent too much immigration, too much crossing the borders. They can prevent that, but they can't keep them open in defiance of any state on the border. That they can't do. And so anytime you see a federal agent that's cutting through barbed wire and fencing to let illegal aliens in, they are violating the United States Constitution. They have no authority to do that, even if they've been told to do that. So, anyway.
Yeah, let me add real quick that the other thing that Joe said about the armed people that appear to be some sort of organized platoons is that he had, when he was sheriff of Maricopa County, the most populated county in Arizona. He was sheriff from 1993 till about 2017. He had a tank that he got from Belgium.
Yeah, way to go. A tank.
He said it could shoot accurately at 1 mile. So he said that if cartel people with actually carrying guns across our border were spotted, he'd make sure they saw that tank.
That's good. Well, you know, a lot of these videos of the border shows the National Guard helping Department of Public Safety put up barbed wire fencing. So we have the state of Texas has National Guard on the border, actually guarding the border. But then you have these federal agents that are actually undermining them, cutting through their fencing and cutting their razor wire. I mean, I believe these people should be arrested forthwith and thrown into jail. And I was also impressed with Joe Arpaio's posse of 3,000 men. He deputized 3,000 men. Now, I like that. If each border sheriff of every county on the border with Mexico had a 3,000-man posse, I'm going to tell you what, that's impressive.
Oh, absolutely. He called it his, quote, secret army, euphemistically. He snickered about it. I've told him also about Governor Abbott. See, the thing about Governor Abbott is he's really good at the eye candy, at making it looking like he's doing the right thing. To some limited extent, he probably is doing the right thing. But here's the thing. He'll come out and say, well, it's the federal government's job to secure the border, and now they're not doing it, and so we're going to do it. That sounds to me like it's an inversion of what you're talking about, Ron. And I hope it's only out of ignorance on Governor Abbott's part that that's not quite the way it actually is. And so that's a real problem. See, first you got to get the political science right. You got to know where the authority lies and who's supposed to do what in what order. And then you don't have to pass any laws. No legislature anywhere has to do anything whatsoever. All the executive branches have to do is go enforce the law.
Very good point. I'm glad you brought that up again, because it is exactly inverted when he says, oh, the president is not doing his job. He won't enforce the border. Then he doesn't understand his own authority. The president or the federal government can only be used when the state cannot do it. But they must at least try first, and they certainly ought to know how many should be permitted in and how much they can take, and then when they need to close it. So the state needs to do its work. It needs to find out how many people can the state of Texas assimilate annually. And when that number is reached, they have the authority to close it down. And if they can't, they don't have enough resources, then they can ask the federal government to assist. And the federal government has no option at that point. It must help and aid to close the border. There's no such thing as having a policy or something you want to do. That's not available to the federal government. They must assist.
Yeah, the only other thing I'll add, then you can take the caller, is that a National Guardsman that is operating right here in South Texas told me that they're pretty much kept at the ports of entry where the Border Patrol, the majority of the Border Patrol and the majority of the DPS are, and that's where a majority of the border crossers come, is surrendering at the ports of entry. It's in the hinterland, way away from the ports of entry, is where the more illicit contraband and human and drug and gun trafficking takes place, and that's where the National Guard should be, and that's where they're not. And so the only people out there in those remote areas, by and large, are ranchers and their hired private hands who are guarding farms and ranch lands that happen to be at or near the border. And so the state is concentrating its military forces in areas where it's already covered. The DPS and Border Patrol can cover the ports of entry. The soldiers should be out in the hinterland in the more remote areas. And if there's not going to be a posse, then these soldiers are the ones that need to find these guys coming across the border with guns and get on the loudspeakers and say, drop your guns or you're dead.
Right, right. Well, I think those
right
are all
here,
good points,
right
Mark.
Now.
Yes, I hear you. Let's take our caller. It's CT from Arkansas. How you doing?
Depressing listening to you guys. I got my own story about the border.
Okay,
I was in the
we'll hear it.
All right. Well, I was in the Arkansas Guard, and in 2006, I got called to the border, to a little town called Columbus, New Mexico. Well, we set up, and we had a huge canopy 100 yards from the border, and there's nothing out there. You're talking about the hinterland. There's nothing out there. We set up under that tent, and we run through a six-hour shift. You know, every 6 hours, four guys were rotating, and that was 24 hours. We had two huge coffin-sized coolers that was run by a generator. One of them was full of Gatorade and bottled water. The other one was full of sandwiches, like you find in pre-made sandwiches at a gas station.
Yeah.
And we sat there. All we had, we were armed with nothing but a little radio, okay? So we could call back a couple miles to our headquarters. Well, there would be dozens of people coming through there a day, and we just sat there in our chairs. They would walk up. They would open up that coffin cooler, get them a couple of Gatorades and water, and get them a sandwich, and just, gracias, walk on by. And we'd call up, and we'd say, well, nine males, one female, three children, and that was it. And every now and then, a Border Patrol agent would come out and check on us, and they would come right across to him. And, of course, all the Border Patrol agents are Mexicans, all of them. And he'd come up, familia, la raza, entre, entre, patting them on the back and shaking their hands. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? He's like, man, these are my people. These are my people, you know? We used to own this land. This is a Border Patrol agent.
Absolutely.
And so I did that for 8 months. 8 months I sat there and watched it, but that was their family, see? I didn't know about La Raza and all that stuff back then, but
right.
I found out about it. And they're just welcoming on. That was in 2006.
Yeah, see that whole La Raza thing, and they used to have this, and it was really theirs. Texas is really the Mexican deal. It's that all ties in very well with the New World Order thing of this open border thing. So they encourage these people to think like that.
Oh, sure they do. I mean, they literally in Southern California, they have classes on La Raza. And you know how they always complain about separation of church and state? I just saw a few months back that a bunch of Somalis put on an Islamic play in their school, right? And they observed Ramadan. And now they're playing the Muslim prayer five times a day over loudspeakers throughout Minneapolis.
That's crazy. That's crazy, yeah.
Yeah, that was in 2006, and that was Bush running things. It was all optics. We were just sitting down there drawing a freaking federal paycheck, doing nothing but just handing out sandwiches and keeping the coolers stocked. That's all we were doing. No arms.
You weren't trying to prevent them from coming in. You were aiding and abetting.
Yes, that's exactly what I was doing. we'll make sure that they have plenty of fluids and something to eat, and just call up the number that passed us by. And like I said, the Border Patrol agents would come out there and just welcome them on in. Come on in, familia. Come on in. Arise. Come on in.
That's right. That's what's happening. I have no doubt about it. And, I mean, we couldn't have had this many people come in here without that kind of a policy. I mean, it's everybody pretends they're doing something, but it's all pretentious. The reality is that it is a program of the New World Order banking bankarchy that is doing this, and they want it done, and their wants, their desires get done. The American people's desire and their legislatures and so-called representatives, none of that gets done.
Well, no, it's just tell it like it is. It's the Jews. They want the white race gone. They believe in Deuteronomy that the white race is Amalek, and they've been given, their God-given duty is to blot out the memory of Amalek and to kill their cattle. What have you been hearing about killing off cattle?
Yeah, and they exercise Deuteronomy 15 with their cagey banking things. When I'd also like to say, if we're going to talk about Jews, let's talk about them in the right way. These people are not Jews. These people call themselves Jews, but reject the King of the Jews. They are liars. They are liars to the bone marrow. So what we need to call them is banking liars. They call themselves Jews, but deny the King of the Jews.
That's exactly right. I just used it just for a common word, you know, so we'll know who we're talking about.
Yeah, so we know what we're talking about. But I'm not going to even let them get away with calling themselves Jews. They're Antichrist.
They are.
Antichrist that call themselves Jews. They're criminals and liars.
They're contrary to all mankind, just like in 1 Thessalonians 2:14 and 15. You're an enemy of all mankind.
Contrary to God and man. You're right.
That's right. All right, amazing. Fellas, I just wanted to let you just put my kind of 2 cents in there on my experience.
Well, I'm glad you called in, because that verifies a lot of what I think has been going on down there. Yeah.
Right. All right. Well, have a good show, guys.
Thanks for calling, man. All right. Appreciate
yes,
it. All right, Mark, you still with us?
Yeah, that was an excellent call from someone who had a very important experience, and I'm glad they were able to share it.
Me too.
The thing is here is that nobody's perfect, including Sheriff Joe Arpaio, but one thing about Arpaio that I found so astounding was his integrity and his understanding of his position was so crystal clear to him, not just intellectually, but instinctively. This guy, it's in his DNA. This guy was cut out to be a sheriff. And
yes. Boy,
was he ever. And, you know, that's why he suffered such opprobrium at the hands of the powers that be, because here's this guy that understood that I have authority, I won't abuse it, but I will use it, and I will use it to the fullest extent practicable to do the job. And every day I get up and put that badge on, I'm going to do that. And that's what he did for the longest serving sheriff in Maricopa County's history. And I am going to bring out a special report on him soon. I'll be announcing that soon, about a 15,000 word special report, what amounts to a small book. And it's going to be largely centered around the theme about the border. What would Joe do?
I love it. That sounds great. Yeah, and 15,000 words. I mean, how many pages is that about?
I don't know, but it's enough to be a small book, a moderate book, maybe call it a booklet.
Yes.
At any rate, while he's still, you know, viable, and he's very much so, it's important to get his insights out there and what he knew he had to do, and he knew he'd suffer a lot of flack for it, but he did it anyway because he owed it to the people, and he did it so cost effectively. He saved the taxpayers thousands. Tens of hundreds of thousands, if not millions, excuse me, exactly. And that 3,000 member posse, of whom 500 or 600 were armed, was especially effective at everything you can think of, rescuing lost hikers, rescuing lost ski skiers rescuing lost boaters out in the water.
Then they did the full job of a sheriff. It wasn't just it just wasn't rounding up bad guys. It was literally helping people too.
He was especially strict at animal abuse. Anybody involved in abusing animals, he came down on them real hard. So he was a full service sheriff. He wasn't obsessed with the border, but the border was a big thing, and he knew what he had to do, and he did it. And this is what's lacking. There's so many sheriffs that say they're concerned. There's so many governors that say they're concerned, but they just don't have the freedom or the will or the gumption to actually sit down and do what has to be done. They think that they're going to have a better...
I agree, Mark. Yeah, I actually think it truly is that they're not confident. They are not confident in what their authority really is.
Yeah, that's part of it. No doubt some are under some sort of duress from the internationalist establishment in some way, shape, or form. But, you know, I mean, if any of the governors or officials are ever hearing this message right now, what I would say to them is, you know, just try the right thing on for size. Just try it. Don't you want to go down in your legacy as having done the right thing? Isn't that the thing to do here? You know, don't you think that getting reelected just might happen if you do the right thing?
Yeah, and you know, why look at being governor as just a job, another job like a postman or something, where all you're looking for is a paycheck and retirement plan? I mean, that's a special position. You should be concerned about a legacy. You should want to do the right thing for the most Texans, and that goes for every governor of every state in the union. It looks like they'd all want to do the right thing and be known as a quality guy that understands things and is knowledgeable, is very intelligent, and has integrity, and does the right thing, and exercises their authority, and does not exercise authority they don't have. That's just as important. Because Biden, you see, has no authority to tell these border agents to do what they're doing. That guy is violating it. See, now, so we have a condition where the governor may not exercise his authority, and then you have the condition where the president is exercising authority he doesn't have, being a tyrant. So we need people to not be tyrants and also to exercise the authority they have.
Exactly. One has the authority and won't do anything. The other doesn't have the authority and does stuff.
Yeah. How are we going to come out? How are the American people and the Texas citizens going to come out in a situation like that?
Yeah, that you're dropping that cat off the roof and that cat ain't going to land on his feet.
That's right. That's right. We're talking skidding on your back, buddy. I hope these shows, and I hope people will send these shows that we're doing to the governor. Send a link to these soundtracks and shows to the and let them listen to it. So try to get this information out, you know.
Oh, absolutely. I would totally and heartily encourage listeners to send the link to today's show to Governor Abbott, to the governor of Oklahoma, the governors of New Mexico and Arizona. And if you can hold your nose for all the stink, if you want, you can send it to California so-called governor Gavin Newsom. But that guy is some sort of freak show. I mean, I don't even know how to describe that person. I don't know where those kind of people even come from. It's hard to believe that they even exist.
Yeah, you begin to wonder, are they really are hatched? Are some of these people hatched? I've heard this story about the reptilians. I don't go for all that. I think that's crazy. But, I mean, it does make you wonder, what kind of upbringing did these people have? Where did they come from?
Yeah, are they clones? Are they made in some sort of weird test tube on Mars? You know,
Yeah, I mean, they seem to have no common background with, you know, the mass of humanity.
Yeah, they just, one day they just appeared. And look, I'm governor. Ooh, who are you?
That's right. Do what I tell you. You'll love it. Yeah.
Right. Look at my perfect hair. I don't even need to comb it. But
yes.
But yeah, I digress. It never has it been clearer on what needs to be done, and yet never has it been more realistic and more obvious that what needs to be done is not only not being done, but isn't even realized, isn't even apparently understood.
That's right. That it's not even understood about who is to do what. You know, this is what shows you after too much time of too much ignorance. And the mass media, too, must be pointed out because they have not done their job at all in educating the public about this. If anything, they have totally lied, omitted, done everything they could to end up with what we have. And those people need to be shut down. That mass media cartel needs to be shut down tight and de-licensed.
Yeah, there needs to be a serious decommissioning going on. And as the show ends today, I would say that's one of the bright spots on a somewhat dark topic. And the caller acknowledged things are a little depressing right now. But the one thing I can tell you is that the media syndicate that we know and loathe is on its way out. Their readership, their viewership is always going down, never up. And it's only a matter of time before the UK columns of the world and the RBNs of the world and many other outlets in a multiplicitous sort of way eventually overtake the narrative, because that the prize possession of all people involved in this whole thing is not gold. And for the time being, as important as it is, it's not the money and banking system that bought the media so the internationalists could control everything. What the prize possession is the narrative, the narrative, the narrative, the narrative.
All right, folks, we'll see you next time. All right, thanks for listening.
The narrative we must take back. Thanks.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.